And as we wait for an appeals court ruling on President Donald Trump's travel bans, the president took to Twitter today to take on Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal. Trump wrote, "Blumenthal never fought in Vietnam when he said for years he had, major lie. Now misrepresents what Judge Gorsuch told him." That's a reference to Trump's pick for the Supreme Court, who, according to Gorsuch's own staff, said in a closed-door meeting that Trump's attacks on the judiciary, calling a judge a so-called judge, for instance, were disheartening and demoralizing. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving joins us. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Robin.
So we are starting again reacting to a tweet. I want to get to that. But first, Senator Blumenthal came out of his meeting with Neil Gorsuch and reported that he had said those words. But a member of the Gorsuch team confirmed that, right?
That's right. The Sherpa, if you will, for this nomination is Kelly Ayotte, who is a former senator, was a senator right up till January, first week of January this year, was defeated for re-election. She knows everyone in the Senate, and she is walking him around to these courtesy calls, as they're called. And she confirmed that those words were used. So there does not seem to be any real question as to whether or not the words disheartening and demoralizing were used by Judge Gorsuch, except perhaps in the mind, or at least in the tweets, of Donald Trump.
Well, Trump in his tweet also attacked Blumenthal, saying that he lied about being in Vietnam. Now, Blumenthal, in fact, had said in the past that he misspoke, and he said once he served in Vietnam. But he did volunteer in 1970 to join the Marine Reserves.
He had a record in the military in the Vietnam era, and he had spoken of that in his political campaigns in such a way that it sounded to many people as though he was suggesting he had been a combat veteran, which he was not. So that was the nature of it. He certainly has more of a military record than a lot of the other people in the Senate or in the White House.
Well, as usual, this spat took place, a lot of it, on the morning shows. Donald Trump also going after CNN's Chris Cuomo after Cuomo read the tweet on the air this morning and responded.
So Chris Cuomo is willing to read it now.
In his interview with Senator Blumenthal, never asked him about his long-term lie about his brave service in Vietnam. Fake news. Let's just please just show the top of the interview. United States saying you should not be believed because you misrepresented your military record in the past.
There's no question that Judge Gorsuch said to me that he found these attacks on the judiciary by the president to be
really the first point that I made in the interview. The president, with all due respect, is once again off on the facts.
Ron Elving, your thoughts about what's happening here? It's obvious that Donald Trump's Twitter is driving the conversations.
It's driving the conversations many mornings, especially on weekends when there might not be a lot of other drivers for the conversation out of official Washington. And even when it does not drive the conversation, it certainly puts his spin on whatever conversation is going on. So if we go through the day trying to ascertain whether or not Judge Gorsuch used these two words, we may very well come to the end of the day with a general conclusion that he did, but a lot of people, you know, 24 million followers on Donald Trump's Twitter account and many other people hearing about this through other media, going to get the impression that the president ruled that out and said that Gorsuch never said that and simply you can move along, nothing to see here.
It's a tricky proposition because if somebody says something that is a falsehood, the media might feel they have to respond, but then, yep, it takes up all the air in the room. Well, let's not do that. Let's save a little for Senator Jeff Sessions, sworn in as Attorney General this morning. Here he is referring to President Trump's executive orders, including the travel bans.
We will defend the laws of this country as passed by Congress. We'll defend the lawful orders of the President of the United States with vigor and determination.
And Ron, you only have a minute here, but there's a story here about how the AG, Alabama's current attorney general, is expected to maybe take Sessions' seat.
That's right. Luther Strange is his name, and he is the very well-respected Attorney General of Alabama. He has been appointed to the Sessions seat by Governor Robert Bentley. And, you know, perhaps the backstory there in Alabama for a lot of people is that Luther Strange had just last fall said he didn't think the legislature ought to proceed with an investigation of the governor because he was going to conduct one on his own. Now, of course, he won't be in office, so he'll be replaced by Governor Bentley's appointee, who presumably will not pursue an investigation of the governor.
Okay, we're also waiting to see if Tom Price from Georgia, the representative, will be confirmed for Secretary of Health and Human Services. That might happen today. Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent, staying on all of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.